Blog Talk Radio.
Get your blog on.
Now for a break.
BlogTalkRadio.com. It's the D Hour Show at 11 o'clock, son. D Slade on the ones and twos. New music, hot topics, plus the active food. Hey, so you might as well log on. Learn about new artists and you can get your blog on. D Slade's on the radio. BlogTalkRadio.com. Yeah, there you go. D Slade's on the radio. BlogTalkRadio.com. Yeah, there you go.
Wednesday yesterday, we, you know, they kind of
brushed on that of the whole zombie situation. The drug that the dude was taking was a new drug out there that's called bath salts.
Mm-hmm.
Bath salt, like bath, like take a bath, wash your body, bath salt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Called bath salt. And apparently they said that the dude ate the eyelids off, you know, the nose and some other parts of the dude's face. But yeah, they said he was on some Walking Dead type business.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. So did he turn like hungry for flesh, or was he just so cracked out that he thought the dude was a piece of chicken? Like,
he was something, because I don't know how hungry the dude was, but he definitely
did. He like
took
actually
a...
digest it? Like, did he actually like swallow? You know,
yes,
go through
did.
The digestive tract and like eat it?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he literally took a bite out of crime, but
yes.
You know, I don't know, Miss Fab. What you think about the zombie outbreak?
Well, you know, hey, C-Sharp, how are you?
I'm good, girl. How you doing?
I'm good. I just think it's just absolutely, I think I stated before on the Saturday show, it is the last in evil days. The last. And, you know, a lot of people are conspiracy theorists, and they say that X, Y, and Z is happening as a result of whatever. But this is my field of study and my field of interest. The bath salts in a lot of the states are ruled out as illegal, and it's a lot of combination between synthetic drugs and over-the-counter drugs. So it has some type of particles that kind of intertwine with your metabolism, and I just think it's just, you know, people are kind of like experimenting some things, and it's not necessarily man-made for man, if you will. So people are just really going off the deep end. And that's the same thing that came out, I guess, about maybe 25, 30 years ago, as into where people were craving, I think it was flesh or something. It was a movement, and it went into the Jim Jones situation. So, you know, I know I said a mouthful. I'm getting off the soapbox, but I just think it's just, it's something. It's beyond words.
I mean, you're absolutely right, Ms. Fabulous. I think that it's getting a little ridiculous with, you know, a lot of these different drugs that's going on out there, you know, and different, you know, things that's going on with people. I also heard, too, I saw a little bit of an article earlier, and I might have to, we might have to talk about it a little bit later, you know, as soon as I can find it. But it's supposedly some new disease or virus out there that's kind of like AIDS.
Yes.
What?
Yes. And people are dying instantaneously within weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, well, I'll talk about that in a little bit, you know, for all the individuals that probably want some information about it. But I'll look it up and you know, bring it up a little bit and to the show. But on a brighter note, everybody out there that's not eating on people,
or making holograms,
exactly.
or unicorns, like they say Mitt Romney is a unicorn, really?
Please go buy yourself a Big Mac and not a Big Mike. That's all we want to say.
Right.
But on the realness of the situation, like I said, guys, it's your boy D Slade, Miss Fabulous, D Sharp. We in the building right now. We're gonna get it in tonight on Celebrity Thursday with my man, hip hop star, lawyer, businessman Tracy Lee, gonna be in the building with us tonight. So we're gonna be getting it in with him tonight. We got the hits right now. We're gonna crank out a couple of hits for you real quick before my man Tracy Lee get in the building. We're gonna start it off with American Idol alumni Nico Smith with his hit "Speakers Blow," and then after that, we're gonna play the hit song that put my man Tracy Lee on the map, which is called "The Theme Is Party Time." We getting it in like that on the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursday. You already know. We getting it in for everybody. Nico Smith, Speakers Blow. Let's get it.
Mm-hmm. about that. Girl, you about to make me mad. I wanna explode on you, but you keep amping the volume of my patience. Way past the red line. So get back. I'm about to blow my speaker.
Flip won't slip. Try to spawn on to get your front chip. Run the chicks home and plus menage a trois. Him and your whole crew with at least 16 bars. Like I'm C's supposed to, a real MC. Take you to school like D, I'm cool like G. In rap, I use the mic to rule like a pharaoh. System are like apparel, ha, you know we get down. Bad to the bone like barrel, chick, crack your wound. Trey gets played from the black grand tomb. Lily's in here, been here, lyrics they been here. Why did you go there? I swear, or in a tip, things like that. We breaking your team up like a salary cap. And it don't stop, till I get cream like Shaq. 17 mil annual, flammable.
Collaborate with award-winning artists such as Notorious B.I.G., Busta Rhymes, and Kanye West. Some of Tracy's performances and appearances included BET Rap City, The Basement, we all remember The Basement, BET Teen Summit, we remember Teen Summit, Keenan Ivory Wayans Show, and HBO's original series Arliss. Tracy's industry experience prompted him to seek a legal degree in an effort to become more knowledgeable about the music business, and I definitely give him props on that one. As a result, earned a Juris Doctorate degree in 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to my man, Tracy Lee.
What's up, people? What's good? What's going on?
Tracy, what's good, bro? What's going on with you?
Man, nothing much, man. Just, you know, staying busy, staying active, you know, doing my thing as a lawyer. And also, you know, me and my wife formed a company called Left Entertainment, which is a entertainment company which concentrates on movies, television, books, and music, of course. You know what I mean?
Man, Trey, we got a lot to talk about then, bro. We got a lot to talk about, definitely. You're doing some huge things, and I definitely commend you on a lot of the great things that you're doing right now. First and foremost, I want to say welcome to the D-Hour Show. Man, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. That the theme was probably one of my favorite hip-hop singles, so definitely give you props on that one. Now, my first question for you is, of course, you know, the new music project. You know, we're going to be debuting your two new hits tonight, What's Missing and I Still Do That. So tell us a little bit about the new project and the inspiration that went into that.
Well, the new project, basically the inspiration came from so many years of being out the game as a national recording artist. Like, I had still been doing music over the years, even while I was obtaining a law degree and things like that. But basically, the project is a travel. It's a journey for people that have followed Trey Lee over the years. It's a story that tells you where I've been, where I am, and where I'm going. You know, I tentatively titled the project ESQ for... basically, it surrounds it's the acronym for what I have obtained, which is a law degree, which is Esquire. So
absolutely.
Basically, I'm giving you my story. I'm filling in the gaps for the time that I was missing, for people that have been wondering why he isn't rhyming anymore, why isn't he doing music anymore, where has he been? You know what I mean? Things like that. So this project would definitely fill in those gaps.
Well, from what I just read off, man, for everybody and the whole D-Hour Show audience, I think that should be definitely self-explanatory of where you've been and what you've been doing. And man, I got to give you serious props for, you know, for the law degree and the doctorate and the many different things that you've done, man. So I got to give you props on that one.
Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that.
And we need a lot more artists and musical artists to definitely be able to get the necessary knowledge that they need to just maintain in music. That also goes into my next question. You know, just for those people that really, especially those independent upcoming artists, break down to them, you know, your purpose in getting the law degree and getting the degree to help you to keep the knowledge and get more knowledge about the music industry.
Well, it definitely wasn't planned. I mean, the whole quest for me to get the law degree was because of my time as a recording artist. Basically, my deal, you know, and a lot of artists, and I feel them, you know what I'm saying? A lot of artists just want to get their music out, and that's how I was at the time. I just wanted the people to hear what I had to say. I wanted the people to hear my talents. I wanted the people to accreditate me as a dope MC, you know what I'm saying? So it didn't really dawn on me the business aspect of it until actually I was in the business. The deal that I signed, it wasn't a bad deal, but because I didn't know enough and because the people that I had around me, you know, from my lawyer down to my management, they weren't really experienced enough in the game at that particular time to really teach me the ropes. And it was almost like we were learning on the fly. So, and then the powers that be weren't going to tell me because their whole thing is about making money, you know what I'm saying, at the expense of whomever and whatever. So as, you know, as I began to, you know, learn more about the business and understand what I had gotten myself into, I realized that I really wasn't giving myself a fair shake at the business aspect of it, and that just generally just came from the genuine love for the music. So once I had an opportunity to get out of my deal and had time to think and really, you know, figure out where, what path I wanted to take and where I wanted to go as far as, you know, from a personal standpoint, my career, I wanted to learn more about the business, and what better way to learn more about the business. And then also I guess people look at you different, you know, when you're in a couple of ways, they look at you different than when you're just an artist, and now with those letters behind your name, ESQ, JG, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I can have conversations with various people about various things in the business, being a lawyer as opposed to just being an artist. So, and also once I started to, you know, gain the knowledge, not only did I want to do it for myself, but also for cats just trying to come up in the game that don't know much about the business and that were in a position that I was in at one time and just wanted the people to hear their music. So that was the driving force behind me going to get that law degree.
No doubt. Big ups, man. Big ups for that one. And you know, we definitely got some, you know, we got callers on the line, so we definitely gonna hit the lines in a minute. I just want to say that I really admire that, because like I said, we need a lot more artists out there, and you know, just gaining knowledge and just getting this knowledge that they need to survive in music. So we, you know, definitely big ups.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to thank you for allowing me this platform to actually get this story out, even if it wasn't my story. Like, I just have a problem with, you know, all of these other stories that get out there in the media, you know what I'm saying, that have a negative spin and negative connotation to it. It's like, where are these kind of stories, especially in hip hop music? Where are these kind of stories? And they're more than just my story that's out there. Where are these kind of stories? Why aren't these stories getting put in the forefront? I got a problem with that. You know what I mean?
I really strive on definitely getting the real story out there and letting everybody hear from that artist or that person. And, you know, in person about what's going on with them and what's been happening with them, because, you know, I mean, we did the same thing, you know, for Kwame and, you know, a couple of other, some of our favorite artists, you know, that came on the show with us and kicked it with us. So it's my honor, man. It's my pleasure to have, you know, artists like yourself on the show, man, to definitely drop the real knowledge and the real business on what's going on.
No doubt.
I got my co-host in the building, Miss Fabulous. And I'm going to start off with Miss Fabulous.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tracy Lee?
No complaints over here. No complaints over here.
I'm sorry, counsel. I should refer to you as counsel, because I, too, am in the field. I am not an attorney. I'm actually a probation officer. Ooh,
okay.
Ms. Bad was the PO. Yes,
okay.
And I have several master's degrees to include an MBA. So, you know, greetings to have another, you know, very intelligent, articulate, yet talented, could be versatile in the climbing, performing arts business, as well as being able to do the 9-to-5. And it's really, really commendable, because I'm certain that we all, like you stated before, we have a story. But at the same time, going out to obtain this degree or degrees or higher education and so forth is wonderful. Only thing a degree makes us is trainable. However, such as yourself, you're implementing that and you're putting to great use, and you're motivating people with a story. Because the only job that starts at the top is digging a hole.
Right.
Okay, so I am truly, truly a fan. I remember that song back in the day. I'm dating myself when I was a freshman back in Norfolk State in the early 90s. Yo, so definitely. But I want to make one statement and one question.
Sure.
You stated the driving force for you to obtain a law degree is because you wanted to have application and knowledge of yourself, but being able to disseminate. What form of law do you practice? I think it was mentioned entertainment law. And how would you expand upon helping other artists to become more cognizant of the entertainment business and what things can be done for them to possibly desire a career, if you will, in the law field? That's one question.
Okay. Well, like you said, I do practice sports and entertainment law. Really, anything dealing with contracts. I also do, you know, just for the record, I also do contracts with the government as well. But again, my concentration on it was a natural transition because I had already been in the business as an artist on the entertainment side. So it was just a natural transition to go from that to practicing in that field as a lawyer or entertainment attorney. What I try to do as far as handing down knowledge to other people that are trying to get into the game is really develop a rapport and a face-to-face relationship. There are a lot of people in the area that I'm in and even outside of the area that are now 6 years later are now becoming aware of the fact that I am an entertainment attorney that are able to reach out to me. And I answer various emails. I also take personal phone calls from some people that I have relationships with that are trying to strive. Because the game is totally different now than when I was in there. You have the ability and the access to put things out independently now. So I think you have to be more business savvy, and I believe that a lot of these kids are a little bit more business savvy than when I was once in the game because of the fact that there's an independent market out there. There are a lot of people that are doing things independently because you have the tools to be able to do that. The internet is the biggest tool of them all. It's almost like, and I'm dating myself, it's almost like when hip-hop first came to be as a genre that was able to make music. I mean, able to make money in the music industry. There weren't many outlets in the beginning. So what labels did, or should I say, what folks did is they started independent labels. They were putting out, you know, wax as opposed to MP3s back then. We didn't have access to the internet and things like that. But what the game has done is it has reverted back to that. But now you just have a lot more people that have access to this. So with that in mind, what I like to do is I like to, you know, set up face-to-face meetings. I have an artist in the D.C. area named Little Phil that I consult. He's a young cat. There's various artists in the Philadelphia area and even in Jersey and things like that I consult with, and I drop that knowledge and jewels and those jewels on them that weren't dropped on me about publishing, about getting your stuff copywritten, about sampling and things like that, and what you may have to do in order to clear a sample, and it may be who you have to sample someone that, you know, that is trying to get your records out in the marketplace. You may not want to sample a record because now you may run the risk of somebody coming back to want to collect because you haven't properly did the sample. So there's those things like that I try to drive to the cast that's trying to come up in the game and do this stuff on an independent level.
Okay, and I just had one more quick statement, more or less. You know, I interviewed quite a few people in the industry, you know, quite some time ago. And believe it or not, as you stated also, which made a very valid point, the media does not necessarily disseminate information as it relates to a person such as yourself obtaining a Juris Doctorate, you know, doing better, you know, all of the negative connotations as, excuse me, a rap artist or MC or whatever like that. When there's jail involved, when there are charges involved, they're easy to report that, but they negate to report something of a positive nature. Like David Banner has a master's degree in English. You know, Little Wayne has a degree in sociology, a bachelor's degree. You know, so everybody is not necessarily thugged out. Just because they're performing artists doesn't mean that we can't spell our name frontwards and backwards, okay?
That's
so
right.
It's this dual tasking. It's a double autonomy. People, educate yourself, listen, be able to follow a leader and not follow and fall short. So
no doubt.
I commend you, salute. I mean, definitely. I'm a fan even more so now.
And salute to you. Salute to you as well.
Thank
no
you.
Doubt. I got my girl, my co-host C Sharp in the building. C Sharp, what you got for Tracy?
What up, C?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Actually, didn't really have a question, more or less just commending you on being, just piggybacking on what everybody else has said. It's just you don't really hear any of the positive about hip-hop artists. And nowadays, artists in general. And so it's great to be able to talk to you and to hear your story and to know, you know, a lot of people, even actors and actresses, they are educated, and they don't, the media is so quick to do all the, to put all the negative information out and not the positive. And I'm glad that we actually get a chance to actually conversate with you and get to know you a little better. And hopefully all the listeners will too.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. But I tell you what, too. I put a lot of the onus on some of the artists as well, because I don't think they do a good enough job of glorifying that aspect about them. They rather glorify the other stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you an interesting story. And this is the dumbest thing. My mother told me this a long time. This was the dumbest thing I ever did in my life. I remember I did a radio show back in the day when I had the record out. And, you know, they wanted me to explain who I am and get my bio, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, I went into the whole spiel of, yeah, you know, I graduated from Howard University, but that ain't really important because education is not for anybody. That was the stupidest thing I ever said in my life. You know what I'm saying? And I regret that comment to this day. That was the greatest thing that I've ever done in my life. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say that there are a lot of artists and a lot of entertainers out here that may be educated, and Vanna does a great job of going out there and showing the people in the media of his credentials and the things that he speaks about and talks about, and he does it with great conviction. I commend him. But there are a lot of artists out there that don't like to magnify those other talents that they may have. They rather, you know what I'm saying, sit up there and magnify how much dope they stole, and that could be, and that's questionable and debatable as well, you know what I'm saying, and all that kind of stuff, man. So I think, you know, artists need to take more of an onus as far as glorifying and magnifying their credentials as well, you know what I mean?
Wow. That's real. Absolutely. Now, Trey, you got a little time to hang with us tonight, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines, and then after that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do the D-Hour Show world premiere. Trey's two new joints, What's Missing, and I Still Do That. Right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. 908-296, going with the D-Hour Show with Tracy Lee. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on, D Slate? This your girl Diva Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio. What's going on to my queens and your special guest, Tracy Lee? What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Hey.
Ebony
B.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Of course, I'm repping Brick City, but I'm over here in Seattle, Washington right now. I'm relocated, but I'm so excited that you got Tracy Lee. And to hear that you're a lawyer, that's hot.
Thank you. Appreciate that, man.
Well, Ebony,
you got any questions for Tracy?
Yeah, of course. Tracy Lee, I needed to hear what you're saying today because, of course, I kind of had a jaded day. Like, you know what? I'm tired of dealing with artists. I'm tired of dealing with, this is even word, new niggas. I call new niggas janky promoters, janky managers, janky A&Rs. I was so jaded today. Like, look, I may be looking at another market later on to target to, because these artists, they come in and they want to put their music out, but I hold a standard on my station. I'm not just going to play anything. And, you know, of course, my old theory was me saying there's a difference between a rapper and an MC.
No doubt.
The MC commands the crowd. The MC has the attention. The MC is talking. He's telling a story. He can be able to paint a picture for you without a video.
No doubt.
On the other end, the rapper is rapping about, he got it right now, I'm sitting on 20s, it's about how much dope I'm selling, my bling, but the sister lights is out. Like, that's not real, man.
Nope, not at all.
So it's not real, and I'm so glad that you're talking about the educational pieces. I always tell these artists, you know, as far as when they come, we're a registered station. We pay for spins. You know, who do we need to speak to? How can we go about interviewing you and promoting and spinning? I just don't play a song on my station. I interview, promote, and spin. We want to make it count for you for long term. So, of course, there is a fee. But then when the fee comes into place, it's like, oh, man, I got to pay to come on the station and whatnot. Well, who else you think paying for airtime? So,
right.
who else you think paying this? So my question for you, Tracy Lee, because I don't want to get jaded. Of course, I love music. Of course, I love what I'm doing. But how is another way to be able to get them to understand that this is an initial investment into your brand? Like, I'm not a DJ just trying to charge you $1,500, and we got the prices affordable. We thought about this thing. I mean, my question is, why can't they understand that investing into your brand and into your business is very important rather than being popular? I'm not concerned about being popular. I'm concerned with being effective.
Well, I mean, you hit it on the head. It's about, I mean, because you have taken the first step to educate them about that. That's the problem.
Yeah.
These cats aren't educated on that. All they see is what they see. You know what I'm saying? Mass media, mainstream has did a excellent job at saturating the market with all of this fluff that all these kids, that's all they see. You know what I'm saying? They're not being inundated with the educational piece of what a brand is about and about branding yourself and about what it's going to take to build your brand and build your business. You know what I'm saying? All they see is what the mainstream has shoved down their throat. So I think most people are old. I mean, are at a level to know what's right, what's wrong, what's smart, what's dumb. But then at the same time, when you get inundated with certain information, it's hard to sift through that kind of stuff. So I think you need to continue to do what you do as far as educating whoever comes your way on that particular aspect, because now they have something else to think about. Now they have another jewel that they can chew on and say, hey, well, when I went up there, she told me X, Y, and Z. Well, I never heard it from anybody like that before. So then, you know, it may take a little bit of time for it to seep in, but I think you've done a proper job as far as planting the seed. You know what I'm saying? And I think you need to continue to do that.
That's real.
I appreciate that, Tracy Lee, from hearing that from you. I definitely appreciate that, because that was the main thing in the beginning, is educating them, asking them key questions. Are you registered? Do you know where to go to register? Do you know how to copyright? Even in the email, I send the links, and, you know, me and D. Slate and Kano the Pyro, we're all about educating the artists, because it's very important. We want you to have longevity in your career.
Right.
If you continue to look at it as a game, then you're going to keep playing. But at the end of the day, you know, we give them the information, and I make an artist work. If you send me a track, I listen to your tracks. I still got my big Radio Raheem headphones when I was in the ninth grade, yo. Still got those headphones, and I still listen to the music
radio
on it. I don't want to see a video, but I'm like, you know, I'm looking for lyrical content, and I'm going to shut up. I'm looking for lyrical content. I'm looking for delivery. I'm looking for wordplay. I'm looking for productions. I'm looking to see if you can motivate me with this song and still be able to rap who you are and be positive. And that's where I think they start getting fussy at, like, Diva want too much. Well, you know, KIM, on to the next one. This is what I'm looking for. I'm holding a standard about the music because we got the youth now. Because I'm not going to be one of them stations that keep feeding them this BS and keep brainwashing them. It got to get to the point that we as radio stations, we take a chance on a record to say this is just a good record and it ain't about the numbers.
That's right.
You know what?
And I think the key is also state, no matter how discouraged you may be, whoever comes up to you and they don't seem to get it at that particular time, stay persistent, stay true to what you believe and your conviction, and keep stressing whatever you're trying to, the message that you're trying to give them and the education that you're trying to give them.
Yes. You know, I think the great thing about it too, Ebony, as you know, Tracy was talking about too, I mean, also the point that you mentioned earlier about just, you know, you have to be able to invest in your brand, especially if you're getting if you're getting a nice deal and a nice little discount. Because to be honest with you, if artists come to us, you know, with these internet radio shows that we have, because if for all those that don't know right now, internet radio is on the rise right now. So you definitely make sure you reach out to a lot of the internet radio shows. But the thing about it is that if you say, okay, I'm gonna charge you $50 for some airtime, or I'm gonna charge you $75 or $100 for some airplay and some promotion, and they're like, oh man, I don't know. Then you go to a mainstream radio station and say, oh, well, I want some airtime, and they say, well, okay, then how about $2,000, $2,500, or $3,000, or maybe more for your airtime? And then you tell me, who are you gonna go with?
Mm-hmm. You got a point there, and a lot of the mainstream radio stations only go but a certain amount of miles. And
right.
Internet radio is everywhere, and it's sad mm-hmm. because the artist hit me up the other day and didn't even know that your record needs to be played for at least 60 seconds to be counted as a spin.
Very mm-hmm. important
piece. Yes, they don't even Very know this. They don't even know that you want to just get your little intro, get your little mixtape. You don't even know that your record needs to be, it should be played all the way through and not cut off and another track come in, or artists calling me and saying, hey, Diva, you know, when am I going to get paid for my spins? What do you mean when are you going to get paid for your spins? Who did you register your music with? They're going
right.
to tell you how much they're going to pay you and when they're going to pay you. Why did your manager tell you this? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I'm not mad that I had to tell them, but it's just these janky managers, and then the artists being kind of lazy. They just want to shine, and they just want to be seen. You just want to be seen. Mm-hmm. New niggas. I'm sorry. I had to get that off today, because being a radio personality, finishing up with this medical career, being a mom, being active in my community, and doing things with the children is just. It kind of sucked today to kind of get some backflag or kind of get the runaround when we talking about business. I'm going to start answering my phone now, cash or credit. I can't even say
yeah.
that no more. Right. Cash or credit, what's up?
No doubt. It's the D-Hour Show of Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, D. Slade. I got C-Sharp, Mitch Fabulous, my girl, Ebony B. from Diva Spot Radio, and our guest tonight, the one and only Tracy Lee. We're going to be getting it in with more with Tracy Lee in a minute. Right now, we're going to take a break. We got more with Tracy Lee after that, but we're going to take a break and do a D-Hour Show world premiere of Tracy Lee's two new hits, What's Missing, and I Still Do That. Tracy, tell us a little bit about those two songs.
Let's see. I Still Do That. It's kind of self-explanatory. Basically, it's telling folks, you know what I'm saying, I know I went and got a JD. I know I went and, you know, got, you know, further my education and moved around and experienced some things over the last 15 some odd years, but don't get it twisted. I still, you know what I mean? I still do that, you dig? So that's what that record is about. And what's missing is basically my claim of me, as far as being, as far as what's missing in the game, you know what I mean? I'm a piece that's missing in the game, and that's what's missing.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm definitely loving what's missing, and that's gonna be the first joint that we're gonna play for him. But right now on the D-Hour Show, it's the D-Hour Show world premiere of Tracy Lee's two new hits, What's Missing, and I Still Do That. Trey, go ahead and introduce your songs to the people right now.
Hi, what's good? This is Trey Lee on the Team Hour, and right now you're about to hear some newness from Team Lee, What's Missing, and I Still Do That. You dig me?
Let's get it.
Yeah. I got to talk to these people, man. Talk to them, man. I was finished, didn't think I had survived, homie. But not a blemish, not a scratch, ain't a spot on me. Cause I ain't been seen in a minute, that's a knock on me. Yet I'm still the best in the business, got some guap on it. Put your money down, ha. Y'all a bunch of clowns. Ha. May fool your fans, but I see through you like an ultrasound. It's me, Trey, so cut the stuntin' now, you frontin' now. It's funny how I'm still good in your hood that you don't come around. Well, if you're scared, head and say you're scared, but I don't know what is it. Forgot your roots, burned some bridges, or they caught you snitching. It's been mentioned. If you ain't a bitch, then you got all the symptoms. It ain't cause of down road, and no, it is not the system. You ain't moving units cause of your music. Who you kidding?
Yeah.
And I'ma prove it with this movement that I'm the truth that I'm most missing.
Yeah.
The kids don't choose to listen to that garbage they condition.
Yeah.
So it's either get it cracking and rapping or back to pitching. That is more black than prison. Don't get me started, I say that for some other time. That's a whole nother rhyme. You must respect my grind, but I've amounted to phenomenal. Then went from rhyming to clients calling me counselor. Sorta like the wire, the hottest show on your monitor. Supplier of the fire that's too hot for thermometers. I'm way ahead of rappers by leaps, bounds, and kilometers. And this was for them crackers and Uncle Tom that discounted us. Cats talk reckless, but yet remain anonymous. Cause my name's synonymous with dominance. You should come paying homage to be honest, player. I'm a breathing monument in a game infested with a lot of prima donnas, man. Cats got stylists, choreographers, they modeling.
Damn.
And y'all don't see the problem, man.
Damn.
I guess cause I'm a product of when two turntables and a mic was the model, man. They started rhyming after 99, I don't follow them. In fact, I don't acknowledge them. It's the honorable,
yeah.
The incomparable.
Come on,
hold folk accountable.
Yeah.
Supporter of Obama TV with a whole new flow, that soul food flow that sticks to your abdominal. The kind of flow to make a child switch his idol or liable to cause church folks to have revival or liable to organize the people because I don't applaud nor promote a lifestyle most of us cannot afford.
No,
I am not the norm.
No,
I will not conform.
No,
is he that hot?
Come on,
he's on top, but not for long. While I was gone, hip hop was like the Cavs before they got LeBron. That's the realest shit I ever wrote. I feel like Pac reborn. Me a hater? Not at all. But I got the balls to say the genre's been a joke for years. And most of y'all are pawns while I remain a pioneer. The label made you soft. Using auto tunes on every song. Nigga, knock it off. Finally, people, a man with a mission. With a plan and a vision. And this is my premonition. I'm with Smith. I'm with Smith. I'm with Smith. With a plan and a vision, and this is my premonition. I'm with Smith. I'm with Smith. I'm with Smith.
Reenactment, in fact, is who you think it is. The same trait from back in the gap. Used to lean in the lap, my mouth provides a breeze in my lap. I've been doing what you're doing, I ain't have to with that. Now I 30-year-old Scott, cause I done had it with Yak. Yawny winner, cause I had it with rap. 4 minutes been whacked, 4 minutes, so I'm back in business to distribute a flow that's finished. Hey, I still do that. Haters and critics, you name it, I've been through that. Damn, the game is a trip, ain't it? I can't dispute that. All I can do is laugh, cause I don't even know the half. Chase a thing of the past, now I wouldn't assume that. I took their best shot, boom. Now it's my turn to shoot back. Clack, clack, clack. I still do that. This shit right here is bad. I still do that. Delivery's rare. Oh yeah, I'm spitting with flair. Y'all wasn't prepared. See, I say what they don't say cause they scared. Well, folks are waiting to hear. That's why they've been raving for Trey like McNair. Oh yeah, attorney at law. But let me be clear, I'm still an animal with these bars. Embraced idea. And I got a God-given gift, so God willing, I swear I'll be rhyming to the day I'm saying hi to Aaliyah. To the lies are revealed. These youngins need a better model, you dig? To get accustomed, I ain't going nowhere. I'm in a custom fly to live. Of course I still rap, but now I broke up my deals and they can't stand that. Not one to discuss my affairs, but fully aware. Says these two of your favorite rappers have to owe me some bread. But in lieu of a dispute with my peers, I'd rather garnish the map with product that's crack. I still do that, y'all should clap. I still do that.
Pauline, we still do
that. Just take me to this plan around, man.
I still do that.
John Nicky,
we back this.
Yeah, I still do that.
Trade me.
Hey,
witness the rebirth of D. Lean.
I get thee behind me, Satan. On the track, I still move black like gentrification. While they recite rhymes, I spit the word like elation. Poised to raise a nation on the verge of greatness. And this verse is an indication. Hey, it's vindication for those that have been holding me down, patiently waiting. Now I'm mistaken. Blatant how the labels is raping and celebrating. So I'm providing new representation. Then my brothers like Eli's patron. Y'all should clap, y'all. I deserve a standing ovation. Older, so I had to get a game to cold shoulder. They claim they want the real, yet still won't promote them. Must try to find ways to control them. See every quarter sign a coon to reach a quota. But I'm filled with the stock that make it rock like baking soda. And breathe life into the culture, the game is over. I still do that.
Right now, I got a lot on my plate, like I was just explaining to him earlier.
I have a company called Left Entertainment that me and my wife have put together, and we deal with movies, television, children's books, music, and of course, you know, on the entertainment law aspect side. However, with that being said, I am not opposed to giving out whatever type of advice I can give out. It's just that I have a lot, you know, just a lot on my plate, and it's not fair to any artist for me to say, okay, yeah, I'll go ahead and manage you right now, and I can't give that 100% time and effort to it. But I'm always into building rapport and building new relationships, and like I said, I mean, any kind of jewel that I can get to you, whatever situation you may be in, you know what I mean? And that's where I'm at with it, so I can give you my email address and all that, and we can chop it up from there, you know?
Oh, most dev. What's your Twitter? The contact.
Oh, what's that? The Twitter is at Trey Lee, TrayLee. And you can also hit me on the on email at info@leftent.com. LeftEnt.com. And you can also hit me on my Twitter at LLEFTENT. That's at LLEFTENT. You got all that?
Yes, sir. I got you. What kind of advice would you give to an up and coming artist, man, from your experience in the game and being in the business side?
First thing, like we were just talking about earlier on the show, man, is understand what this business is about. The business has changed over the years, so it's very fertile ground for independent artists right now, man. So as an independent artist, you have to really conduct yourself as a company. So go get yourself ready. Go, first of all, and we didn't even touch on this, I would say establish yourself as a company, either as an INC or a LLC. You know what I mean? Whatever state you're in, every jurisdiction has different laws and bylaws and things like that as far as setting up a business. So I would set yourself up as a company first. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself registered as a company first. And then from that point, and that also helps you to deal with your taxes and all that other stuff. And these are things that I think a lot of these young cats out here don't really understand and know. So definitely set yourself up as a business. Definitely get, you know, when you, as far as making your records and all that other stuff, definitely get your stuff registered, definitely get your stuff copywritten and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Have contracts out there with producers that you plan on doing production with or things like that, because you want to be able to have a trail, a paper trail, whatever you're doing, because, again, you're operating as a business. But that would be the first thing that I would say is set yourself up as a business. And then from there, the artistry of it, if you're talented and the artistry of it, will come on the back end. But you won't be able to get yourself out there properly and make the kind of money that you're trying to make and be considered or shall I say taken seriously unless you're set up as a business.
Okay. I got one more question for you, man.
No doubt.
Since you touched on that, how you feel about the state of hip hop today?
Oh, man. mainstream hip hop, if you want to call it hip hop, I'm not feeling. You know what I'm saying? I'm not feeling what the gatekeepers are putting out there. I'm not feeling what radio is putting out there. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of hot records out there that you have to go sift and find and search for. You know what I'm saying? Time of day and the light of day. And there's a million records across the world. You know what I'm saying? Not just in this country. But mainstream hip-hop, you know, the same 20 records that you hear every hour on the hour, I'm not feeling. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, you know, I think 99% of that, I'm not feeling it. Because basically what they've done is they put a cap on the kind of material that they're putting out there. You know what I'm saying? They're only exposing the matches to the same type of stuff, same type of lyrics, same type of beats. Everything sonically sounds the same. You know what I mean? And to me, that's putting people in a state of zombieism, so to speak. It's putting people in a trance, man, you know? So I think people have to just take onus upon themselves and go out there and search for these other records that are out there, because there's a ton of records out there.
Well, thank you for answering my questions, man. D-Slate, man, you keep doing your thing. Shout out to all the ladies on the line too.
All right,
Kano.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, bro. You know, I'm gonna definitely let everybody know. Make sure they keep tuning in to HME Radio, no doubt. Most definitely. Thanks, man.
All right, bro. Well, you know, Trey, I'm glad you broke it down about that, man, with the whole state of hip hop right now, because I mean, you know, we've talked about that many times on the show, man, and we talked about how a lot of people, and it's not just you, Trey. Don't get it twisted. I talk to a lot of the industry heavy hitters, man, and some of the originators, man, and they feel the same way. You know, when I talk to Master Ace, you know, mm-hmm. when I talk to Kwame and a bunch of the other cats, you know, that we've had on the show, I mean, they've said the same thing that you're saying, you know, that they're not really feeling, you know, a lot of the music that's being played. I mean, it's just a whole consensus of a bunch of people that's just saying, you know, everybody's sounding the same. I mean, to be real with you, Trey, I mean, you know, how many artists got the the name Young? How many artists got the name Lil? You know, how many Big. Artists got the name Big? I mean, where's the creativity? You know, where's the difference between yourself and other artists out there? It's like nowadays when you listen to the radio, and it's not just hip hop. I mean, it's hip hop, R&B, even rock or alternative rock. When I'm listening to the radio, I don't know who's who. I can't even tell you who's on the radio. I can't even tell who it is.
Mm-hmm. Can't tell the producers. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a time that everybody had their own production style. Now I can't tell who's doing the beats. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I can't tell who the artist is. You can just put them all in a pot, close your eyes, and pick one, and there it is. You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
Damn. You know, I hear Trey songs on the radio and think it's R. Kelly. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who's on the beginning.
I said that from the beginning when Trey Songz first came out. I said, that ain't nothing but New Millennium R. Kelly. No disrespect to Trey Songz, maybe a little bit. I take it back because he did later on decide he wanted to disrespect R. Kelly. But I said that from the beginning that this is nothing but a New Millennium R. Kelly that Trey Songz was coming out. Because when Trey came out, he was talking about just got to make it. But now is the whole humble list that went out. It's like when they get into the industry or get some shine and get some fame and some money, which is great, like they just forget about everything. And that's why I say to a lot of artists, the neighborhoods, a.k.a. the hoods, need more than just a shout-out. If you come into a city to perform and if you're performing in one of the clubs or the events or somewhere, you should be giving 10-15% of your proceeds back into the inner city and the community, a.k.a. Boys and Girls Club, a.k.a. YMCA, a.k.a. Urban League, a.k.a. a community leader there and doing something for the community because they coming out and supporting you and spending their music. But, you know, you got the whole thing with the artist, oh, I'm not a role model. You're not a role model, but you want me to spend my hard-earned role model money dollars on your mixtape and on your album. I don't think so. That's a new nigga move.
Well, listen, I got a question for y'all, and I do these little debates on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? So I got a question for y'all, and this is directly to the conversation that we're having. I hear what you're saying as far as Trey Songz and all these people that sound the same, look the same, and all that other stuff. But I wonder who is the onus on? Is the onus on the artist? Is the onus on the industry? Or is the onus on the demographic, meaning the listener? Because, like, who's to blame? You know what I'm saying? Like, I challenge anybody to answer that question and give me your reason or rationale as to why you said who you said the where the problem lies.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna go with the lady. I'm gonna go with the ladies first, and I'm gonna start off with Miss Fabulous and see what you think, Miss Fabulous.
Well, I'm actually being silent for the simple fact of the matter. This is really deep, like puddles. I'm telling you because. Again, it's not normally introduced to, I believe C-Sharp said it best about demographics. Everyone wants to own up to something when it's going good, when it's hot, when it's the newest trend. But the minute things flop, such as, you know, a new wave or a new sound or a new look or whatever the case may be, everybody wants to be square, but nobody wants to own up to their circle of individuality. even twins have different DNA. Come on, really? So, you know, it's kind of like the factor of, you know, you have the king of pop, the queen of dance, the queen of this, the king of that, and then everybody wants to be a jack, but instead of making your own individuality, watch yourself because you can be a jackass instead of a jack of all trades and master of none. So, you know, I kind of go back to expound upon your thought process is that there is no one to really set an example. It's the masses, and it all goes back contingent upon the demographics. People are afraid to be different. They're afraid. They can say all day long, you know, I'm the best. You know, I'm going to rock some purple hair, but no one, as soon as someone put purple hair with leopard spots, it's like, okay, he's a freak. I'm dead, but I sell more albums that way than I am alive. Oh, no, wow, she's a part of the Illuminati, or wow, we're going to do a hologram. You know, so, again, it's trendy to be crazy. It's trendy to be loquacious. It's trendy to be an oddball until it all comes down when you're sitting in your room with all lights out and you have time to kind of gaze on the moonlight and really think about the day at hand. Really, truly, are you an artist? Where will you be without your demographics? And who is the true force behind what you do? And where are you ultimately trying to go? Every top, every elevator has at least 13 floors. Why they stop on 13, why they don't have 13 is beyond me. But, again, think outside the box. People, listeners, world, think outside the box. Who's delegating? Right, who's – and I know I said a mouthful, you know –
So you're putting the onus on the audience.
Yes, it's the audience. Exactly. Thank you. I put it on the audience because, again, the radio is a platform. Your voice is more powerful than the United States Armed Services, all branches of government put together. Bearing arms and bearing feet, you know, to be able to walk and move forward. But the factor is that, again, once you have a platform and you have a voice, you have power. You have governance. You know, radio, say and do whatever you can, but it has to be influential because ears are listening. That's why you have two of them, twice as much.
D-Sharp, what you think?
I think it's a combination of all. I mean, I think that you're right about being a demographic, but I also think that, I mean, it's being controlled somewhere. So, I mean, the crowd that's listening now, they're younger. You have to also put into play what they're watching, what the artists that are coming out. They're like if I introduce my daughter to some old school artists, she would enjoy it, which she does. But that's not what they're playing. So I think that it's a combination of the business, it's a combination of the media, and it's a combination of the people that are accepting it. And that if that's all you're giving them, if I live in a world where all I had to eat was rice, crackers, and water, then I'm gonna think that's the best. That's all I got. That's I don't have nothing else. So if that's all we're giving them, if that's all that they're putting out, that's all that the mainstream is putting out, then they're just gonna pick and choose and get used to it. Because some of the songs that come on the radio, you're kind of like, oh, this is whack. But then they play it and play it and play it, and it grows on you. Then you like it. And I think it's a combination.
Absolutely.
What about you, D?
I'm going to go in. I'm going to work like a track because you know your boy going to go in. I'm gonna go with Ebony. Ebony, what you think?
I would say all, a combination of all. I would, anybody that's promoting nonsense and ghetto-ness is the difference between being ghetto fabulous and ghetto, but I will say it's all because, and especially the media, and especially the radio stations, because, you know, you're reviewing the music and you're reviewing the input and the audio and the video, and you're pumping it out there, you're promoting it. And if you're promoting negativity, then, of course, negative things are going to happen. If you're promoting sex, drugs, promiscuous lust, if you're promoting all of that, of course the people are going to catch on, because if you're doing it verbatim, of course they're going to start to do it. At first they're going to be like, I'm not a bad bitch. 15 long weeks later, I'm a bad bitch. Now, not just 15 weeks ago, you was a woman. Now, 15 weeks now, you a bad bitch because you done heard it over and over and over again, and it's programming it to tell you that you are. Just like the whole commercial with the cell phone, I think it was Sprint or Verizon. It was saying, you know, did you know that such and such retire? Oh, that was so 3 seconds ago. Did you know such and such broke his leg? Now the commercials and the media is telling you that your phone is too damn slow. But the people have to take responsibility and say, wait a minute. I got to be an individual for myself. I have to have my own creativity, but in a positive way. So I'm going to say to the media and to the radio stations, the people who are out there promoting it verbatim over and over and over again, and they brainwashing the people because, you know, we got these smartphones, but the smartphones are for a lot of dumb people. So there it is.
Yeah. You know what? Now, you know what, Trey? I'm going to do this. I'm right now, with your help, I'm about to introduce a new segment on the D Hour show called D Slay Goes In. And
okay.
I'm about to go in right now. First of all, I wanna say this. I'm gonna start with the artist, and I'm gonna say this. With the artist, you're to blame, first of all, because Trey knows like I do, and everybody here that's here right now knows like I do that a lot of artists back in the day coming up trying to be in the business, one of the main things a lot of producers and a lot of record labels used to tell up-and-coming artists before they became stars is you need to have a gimmick. You need to have something about you that's different from everybody else because we don't want you to sound like somebody else. That was one of the main things that was going into the music business. They wanted you to be different. They wanted you to bring something to the table that's going to draw attention, that's going to bring people to your music. They're not even going with that anymore, okay? Artists aren't even going with that anymore. They're just going with whatever. And like Trey said earlier, a lot of artists just want to get signed. They just want to get signed. So they're not paying attention to the contracts. They're not paying attention to what people are really telling them. They're not paying attention to what's going on between the lines. So first of all, the artist, is your fault on that level. Now, I'm going to say the record labels is your fault because you producing this nonsense. I understand that you want to make some money. You want to bring in some money because you think this next artist, Soulja Boy, Justin Bieber, or whoever the case may be, you think they're going to be the next young sensations, so you want to sign these cats, and you want to bring all these artists in, you know, you want to sign this new artist who sounds like Beyonce, and then this one cat who sounds like, you know, you got Young Buck and Young This and Young Trey and Young This, and, you know, you want to bring all these cats and it sound the same, but all you're thinking about is the dollar bill. You're just thinking, oh, I'm about to make some money off, you know, of some quick
right,
money.
A quick dollar.
You're not thinking about longevity, because how many celebrity artists out there that can say, oh, I've been in the business for 20 years. I've been in the business for 25 mm-hmm. years. I've been in the business for 30 years. A lot of these new artists, I guarantee, ain't going to be able to say that.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I'm going to go with the audience. The audience. First of all, you know, it's like everybody else touched on earlier. You guys are okay in this. You're saying, I like listening to all this nonsense. I like listening to Big O and Big T and Big This and Big That. And you said, I like to listen to these cats that all sound the same. You said, oh, I like listening to Chantrell, or is it Beyonce? Or I like listening to Trey Songz, oops, or is it R. Kelly? So you're saying, I like to listen to these artists who all sound the same, who's out here producing the same music. I mean, even with the whole auto-tune situation, look.
Yes.
That's
a whole other subject, auto-tune.
I'm blanking right now. What's my man who brought auto-tune back?
T-Pain.
Kane. Yeah.
I
know you're talking about Future.
No, the singer. What's the dude's name? Dark skin brother wear the crazy hats with the glasses and stuff.
That's T-Pain. Yeah.
Right, I thought somebody said 2 Chainz. I'm sorry. T-Pain brought back auto-tunes. You know what? I think that the music industry should have let T-Pain keep auto-tunes. auto-tunes as his signature music. Not everybody in the damn mama piggyback off auto-tunes. Now you got people that don't know how to sing, you know, using auto-tunes to help produce their music. No, damn that. I want to hear a real singer. I want to hear somebody that knows how to sing. I want to hear somebody.
Plus is the insult to Roger Troutman, too, because he used auto-tunes. You know what I'm saying? He used a ball quarter, and he mastered that, and that was his thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just
And I get it that that was a long time ago, and I get it, you know, my man T-Pain brought it back, you know, as his signature music. Look, let T-Pain have that. Let him have that. Not everybody in their damn mama piggyback off of it. So I got a problem with that. And last but not least, I'm going to say the media. Because first of all, you play that garbage. You're telling everybody, here, listen to these garbage songs, or listen to this music that that everybody is saying, oh, I'm not feeling that. I really don't like that too much. You're saying that you're going to support that and you're going to keep playing that type of music.
Yep.
So I'm going in on everybody because everybody has a part in all the problems that people are having with music right now. Everybody's got a part in it, plain and simple.
I think it's disrespectful too to try to use hip hop, the culture, to sell toothpaste, tubes. I'm so tired of seeing people take real hip hop and the culture and the music and try to use it in different ways with these little bootleg behind commercials and put it in places that it really don't need to be. That's just disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to touch on what you were saying, like an artist, they was something new. Now an artist, a female artist, came and say, you know what? My butt is 56 inches. I'm the shit. Follow
man,
me on Twitter.
You don't put
Friends
me on that goddamn
Facebook.
Show, man. I'm going to cuss this nigga out.
I really want to, say this to Tracy, too, as far as with you being a lawyer and passing bills. I think there should be a bill passed against foolery like this. It should be a bill passed so they can't disrespect hip hop like
you
that.
Know what we
real
need?
Talk.
You know what we need? We need a hip hop general counsel. That's what we need. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How do we obtain that? How do we obtain that? That's what I'm talking about. I want to be part of the solution. You know, how do we go about that? Educate us, because I'm all for it.
We need a governing body, just like with any other thing, just like with any society, man. We need a governing body. Basically, we you know what we did as a culture? We formed with the rock. You know what I'm saying? We took it, we had it, and we gave it up for paper. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what,
listen
you
to my grandma.
Well, you know what, let me ask Kano real quick. Kano, who do you think's to blame for this nonsense we hear on the radio these days?
Oh, man, I've been waiting so long to get on, man. I'm angry. I'm for the call you up, man, if you ain't put me on. But, yeah, man, I really feel like the blame is the industry, man. You can't really blame the audience or the artist, because the industry know what it takes to make money, to bring in an influential type of person that can have longevity. So all those names you mentioned is the potential that they see. And the radios, they're going to play it regardless, because that's just their job. The record label's going to pay them to play these songs 80 times an hour. or you know what I'm talking about? It's crazy. But the artist got responsibility of having creative control with their own music and being an artist for what they want to portray. Like Lil Wayne, he was wearing all different color bandanas when he was with the Hot Boys. Now he a blood. So he's carrying on that thing. Now he a skater. You know what I mean? He's building out a whole different fan base. But the people accept that. That's funny.
That's real. Well, you know,
I blame the industry, man. The industry, they know what they want. They know what they're going to put out, and they know what the people. It's like what the homie Tracy said. It's like zombifying the industry. Mm-hmm. All these zombies is walking around. yeah, you gonna like my song because I'm talking about this. Yeah, they're gonna play it on a radio station everywhere. It's gonna get imputed in your brain, like old girl said. You hear a song 20 times a day, you ain't gonna like it, but you gonna end up singing it in the shower by the end of the day.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic, man. I posed that question on these debates I'll be having on Twitter, and it was very interesting to hear the responses of the people. I'm inclined to agree with everybody that said if everybody takes a part in it, you know what I'm saying? From the artist to the audience to the industry, the gatekeepers, the media, the radio stations, and I think everybody did an excellent job as far as breaking it down as to why, you know what I mean? The artist, it starts with the artist because the music comes from the artist. They have to deliver it to the company, but then the company has, if they're the company is like a bank, the industry is like a bank. It's saying, okay, you got to give me this in order for us to put money behind it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't give me this type of record, then we're not going to put any money behind it. So then they're in booth with radio. And basically, then the radio are saying, okay, well, you know, the radio saying, okay, you're going to give us X amount of dollars. And then radio saying, you give us X amount of dollars, we'll play what you want us to play, da-da-da, whatever. And then it comes down to the audience. But I think at the end of the day, it's almost like a revolution. The audience really says or enhance or it enables the radio to keep playing those records 10 and 20 times a day. But the problem is that there are more followers and less leaders. There are less people to say, I'm going to take a stand against this. I don't want to hear that no more. There are more people that...
What are we going on strike? What the audience going on strike? We ain't buying no more records. We ain't listening to no more radio until y'all fix this shit.
People don't want to put in that sweat equity. You know what I'm saying? Like, people got other things that's going on in their daily lives. You know what I mean? And they think that's at the bottom of the totem pole. They don't want to put in that sweat equity to say, you know what I mean? I'm not listening to that no more. It's all more like, you know, protesting and stuff like that, you know?
Look at Wale. Wale left his record label because the creative control of his creativity. You know, they gave him a couple big records with him and Lady Gaga and stuff like that, but they started pushing him towards, yo, man, you need to come out with another R&B record like this. And, you know, like really controlling the artist. So he had to get up out of that situation. That's why he signed with Maybach.
But you don't think they're putting parameters on the music that he puts out either? You think he got free creative control over that? He still signed on label.
Yeah, I think he do. I mean, you can really tell. You can tell in the comfortability and the loyalty that he shows for the label.
Well, it may fit more into his dynamic, but at the end of the day, it still got to pass through the hands of a label, and they still got to put their stamp on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So. I think this raises an interesting conversation. I mean, we could talk for days about this. You know what I mean?
That's real. Let me say this for the peace. Let me say this for the peace, real quick out there. We definitely gonna be getting it over with. So if you want to call in right now and finish up the convo with us, you know, as we finish it up with Trey, it's 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. Actually, we got another caller. We're going to finish it up with our phone calls. We're going to go to the phone line real quick. Area code 661-349-2486. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the D-Hour Show with D. Slade, and we got Trey Lee in the building.
Hi. My name is listening.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name again?
Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia, how you doing?
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, I'm amazing.
Okay, well, you got a question for Tracy Lee? You got a question about what we're talking about?
I'm listening, thank you.
Okay, well, Okay, you don't have any questions?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for listening, and thank you for tuning into the V Hour Show tonight.
Thank you.
Now, well, we're gonna I wanna finish it up real quick, Trey. My very last question, my closing statement for you, everybody, is what was the pinnacle, for your career? What was the turning point in your career that point with that you would never ever forget? What was the pinnacle that you would never ever forget for your career?
That's kind of easy, man. Doing a song with the late great Notorious B.I.G., man. That was, that whole experience. I mean, I never get tired of telling that story, you know what I mean? Like, he dropped more jewels on me in that session that we had at that particular time for me as an artist than I had experienced at that point in my career. He just made it comfortable, man. I mean, we sat in the studio for 8 hours and just had straight conversation while he was creating the record in his head, and that was amazing to me at the time. You know what I mean? That was the first time I seen a cat that actually write a rhyme without a pen and a pad. You know what I mean? That was the first cat that, like I said, was really dropping jewels about the business because he was at the height of his career at that particular time. So, for him, for us to, just at the beginning stages of our, friendship, for him to drop those kind of jewels, I thought was crazy because he didn't have to tell me all that, you know what I mean? That was a highlight, and I was a fan of his already, but then at the same time, I always tell people as an MC, I'm a competitor, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to also try to destroy this cat on the record, so it was like, you know what I'm saying? It was like mixed emotions in there, man, but, it was a blessing, man. R.I.P. B.I.G., man, that's my dude.
No doubt. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and go down the line with my piece right now. Everybody that's on with any closing comments they want to say, I'm gonna start it off with C-Sharp. C-Sharp? All right, I'm gonna go to Miss Fabulous.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry, I was on mute.
All right.
I just want to say thank you for being on the show, enlightening us, for just giving your point of view, and letting everybody get to know you. I mean, it's just really been a pleasure to talk to you. Please come back anytime and hang out with us. We would really enjoy it. And
Thank you so much.
Keep
Thank
it going.
You so much.
No doubt. Miss Fabulous?
Yes, absolutely. I want to ditto with that. Generally we have artists to do self-promoting, but today you gave us self-encouragement and self-empowerment to be our own person for its individuality, and then drop some free science, in terms of how to go about setting up your business, what things to do. I understand consultation, so we thank you for that free consultation. And, the industry is just like diseases. You're either infected or affected by whatever's going on. So you have to be able to choose if you're able to be of age to make a wise decision. If not, if you're not able to do that and to tune into your ears not being poisoned, your eyes not being, banned, be able to have good influence and be able to make a choice. Because, again, at the end of the day, someone's watching and someone's going to take heed or even decide to follow. So thank you so very much. Salute to being a good leader. We thank you for being a black attorney, giving back to the industry as well as the business and society in so many different realms. And, again, I just look forward to hearing more of you and what you're doing. So I appreciate you so very much.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
No doubt.
Oh, are you Greek? By the way, I wanted to ask, are you Greek?
Oh, no. I got what's funny? I got Greek all in my family, my pops, my brother, cousins, moms, all that. But I'm the black sheep. I'm not Greek.
Okay. Okay.
But I got love for the Greeks.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Ebony B with Diva Spot Radio. What you got, Ebony? What are your closing comments?
Of course, I want to just give a big shout-out to the D-Hour Show, to the Queens, always doing it big each and every Thursday, Celebrity Thursday, and I'm just so proud of you guys. Tracy Lee, of course, I've been a fan. I'm still a fan. Definitely want to hear again where to go and get the latest tracks. that was showcased tonight on the show. And just thank you for setting an example. And, again, you guys keep God first, family second, and career third. And don't let nobody sell you the dream. Don't let them sell you the dream while they live in it.
No doubt.
Well, you know, Ebony, I'm a definitely shoot those tracks to you and Kano, so you guys
thank
can
you.
Definitely. So I'm
I need
Ebony,
that right
also,
now. Right now.
Ebony, also tell everybody about Diva Spot Radio. Let them know about Diva Spot Radio.
Oh, you guys, Diva Spot Radio. Diva Spot Radio, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east, north, and south. You know we got nothing but love for you each and every Friday. Tune in tomorrow. We interview, we showcase, and we promote independent and industry artists. That's on Fridays. You can tune in to the show via the internet, www.divaspotradio.com, or you can just call into the show, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Also on Saturdays, we have Step Your Game Up Saturdays, where we go in with Diva Spot TV and we showcase the independent business owners. And on Sunday, we do a spiritual feeding. Of course, y'all know the Diva is not going to start and end the week without spiritual feeding. Each and every Sunday, our shows are 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. For more information, go to www.divaspotradio.com. Back to you, Display.
No doubt. Kano, you got any closing comments for my man Tracy Lee?
Yeah, man. Thank you, man, for all the knowledge and inspiration that you know, blessed with us tonight. Your words are definitely heard over here. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the D-Hour Show, D-Sharp, Miss Fabulous, Diva Ebony B, for the hot-heated debate right there about hip-hop right now. And y'all can follow us at HME Radio on Twitter, at Kano the Pyro on Twitter. And if y'all want to be featured on the show, live from Las Vegas, y'all just hit us up, man, HMERadio@gmail.com. Man, I'm outro, man. Shout out to Oklahoma, man. This is got on Spurs, man. NBA playoffs.
That's real, man. That's real. No doubt. That was my man Kano the Pyro from HMB Radio. Trey, I want to say this. First of all, it was an honor and a blessing to have you on the show with us tonight. And you know, just dropping the knowledge on everybody and just giving them the business about just what it takes to be in music, because everybody, you know, especially these young cats coming into business, they definitely need to know what they need to do. And I'd like to extend this to everybody that we always have on the show. You know, as far as I'm concerned, and C Sharp and Miss Fabulous, you know, the D Hour Show is your home, Trey. You know, anytime you want to come by, kick it with us, you know, have us play your music, just hang with us. The door is always open for you. You got a set of keys to the D Hour Show house, man. Anytime you want to come through, you're always welcome.
All right. I appreciate that, man. And like I said, man, I felt at home on this show right here. It's very encouraging and very it's a great thing to be able to come to a show and be on and get interviewed on the show where you can have, you know, candid conversation about the business and be able to discuss things, you know what I'm saying, on from an educational perspective and drop knowledge and all of that stuff, man, and not have to worry about you know, who's listening and what people mean, you know what I'm saying, like and to be honest, If they ever put a mic in front of my face on one of these major FM stations, man, I'm going to let them have it, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if they're ready for that, but, you know, I bet the ratings go up, you know what I'm saying? So
No.
I just think you need to be candid about things in this game. And also, I just want to also do a little promotion. Just want to have people go to www.left, spelled with two L's, EFTENT.com. Like I said, that's a business that me and my wife have put together, entertainment company. We have a lot of great things coming out this year, this summer. The archives is a segment that we put out where we put out basically archive footage of interviews of celebrity guests and things like that. Also, my wife has a book, or should I say, she'll be selling books in D.C. On Saturday, June 16th, 3 p.m. at a book fair, and then she'll also be filming her film, When Life Gives You Shoestring. It's a short that she
together a couple of years back, and that'll be showing in D.C. as well. So, again, I want to thank the D-Hour Show. I want to thank the lovely ladies on the D-Hour Show. I want to thank D. Slate and everybody that called in for this opportunity to listen to what we had to say and enjoying a great conversation, man. It was truly a blessing, man.
That's real. And like I said, Trey, you know, the door is always open for you, man. And, you know, we definitely appreciate, you know, you stopping by and hanging out with us, man. That's what it's all about, man. I just, you know, the purpose of me having, you know, celebrities like yourself on the show, man, is just to give these independent up-and-coming artists the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because the truth is real and the truth is out there. So just to give them the truth and the knowledge about what they need to know and what it takes to make it in this business, you know, everybody is saying the same thing. So I feel like if we all saying the same thing, then damn, you need to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We all saying
exactly.
It, and these definitely need to listen. And last but not least, man, my last question for you is the company, film and television. What can we expect in the future for as far as film and television from you guys?
A lot of great things, man. My wife is family oriented. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the subject matter that she deals with, it deals with family. She has two shorts, When Life Gives You Shoestrings, and Unraveled, which was also my acting debut that will be premiering shortly across the country. And again, that's the concentration of it's about community. I think someone touched on that earlier. I'm gonna be frank, man. I'm a fan of humanity. You know what I'm saying? But let's get down to the knit and the grit. I love my people. I love black people, and I think we as a people need to unify ourselves, man. I know we've been beating a dead horse and saying this thing for years. But, you know, it just seems like we keep getting further and further away from unification. So that's what we try to do with our company, you know what I'm saying, with the product that we put out, with the music that we put out. We want to unify our people first. And I think once we unify our people, we can, you know, begin to assimilate with humanity, you dig? But as long as we are separate as a people, man, we're doomed for destruction. So we try to, you know, implement those things into everything and all the products that we do here at Left Entertainment.
That's wow. Man, and I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with you, and that's what we're all about. With my media company as well, you know, that's what we're going to be about as well. So, you know, we definitely need to strengthen the unification of our people, man, because like you said, you know, we're getting further and further apart. So, I definitely appreciate you letting everybody know that, because that's what I think that's what a lot of the African Americans definitely need to hear. They definitely need to hear that. And then last but not least, Trey, for all the ladies out there, I just want to say, you know, I know, you know, we played Trey's, you know, his song, The Theme, earlier, and I know some ladies tend to get a little emotional, a little, you know, offended about certain things. And I just want to say, you know, when you guys heard the word ho in the song, just know on the brother's aspect, I just want to let you guys know ho is short for honey. Okay? Just know that ho is short for honey. You know,
yeah, exactly. And that was a long time ago when I was a young buck. I would never say that now.
And I just gotta let them know, ho is short for honey. You know, just saying honey sound corny on the track, so we gotta say ho for short.
I like that.
You know, I just gotta let them know, you know, we gotta go for, you know, we want to put out great music, so that's what it's all about. I just wanna let the ladies know, you know, don't get offended. Ho is short for honey. Just know that's what it's all about. But Trey, you know, as always, man, thank you so much for joining me. It was a blessing having you on the show with us tonight. And you want to throw any shout-outs out there to your peeps right now?
I'm going to give a shout-out to the D-Hour Show, man. Like I said, for creating this platform for us to get, you know, some information out there, man. And just shout-out to all the listeners. Shout-out to all the fans of Trey Lee who've been riding with me for 15 years. And stay tuned for more great music, free consultation. It's a mixtape that I threw out there last year. We're going to re-release it.
to get you prepared for Esquire and other music that's coming out from Trey Lee in 2012, from Left Entertainment 2012. And, yeah, man, just shout out to the people, man. Shout out to the people.
No doubt. And I want all the artists and all the artists that are listening right now, when you go back and listen to this again, keep rewinding what Trey, you know, when you go back to listen to this episode, keep rewinding what Trey just said. I've been in this business for 15 years, okay? He said, I've been in this business for 15 years, and I'm again, I guarantee, as a music artist, you want to be able to say that.
Yep.
In the future, you want to be able to say that. So I guarantee, okay. So I propose that you take heed to everything we talked about on this show.
No doubt.
You know, and Trey, brother, like I said, you got the keys, the doors always open for you, man. You stay blessed. I'm so happy and proud to have spoken with you and know that it's a African-American brother like yourself out there, man, with the type of education you have and the things that you're doing. Man, it makes me proud to say I'm black.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's real. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, man. And I would love to get you on the show with us again.
Oh, no, I'm coming back, man. You gave me the keys. I'm coming back.
That's real. Well, Trey, you have a blessed night, man. You enjoy the rest of your night, man. And we're going to keep playing the music, and we're going to stay in touch with you.
All right, y'all too, man. Y'all be blessed, man.
All right,
thank you so much.
No doubt.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate. Miss Agnes C. Sharp, we in the building. Getting it in with my man, Tracy Lee, tonight. It's Celebrity Thursday. We had an incredible, incredible show with him tonight. And these are the kind of shows that I love to put out there for everybody. And we're going to continue to put shows like this out there for you guys all the time. Just keep tuning in. Right now, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And starting in June, we're going to be coming to you guys on Sunday and Monday as well with the Covenant Cafe and the I Got Something to Say show. So make sure you guys just keep it locked, and we're going to get the information out there to you guys. And for all those independent and up-and-coming artists that want to be on the show, that want your music played, and if you know some independent and up-and-coming artists who needs to have their music played, then you tell them to contact us at dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also look us up on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. It's your boy, D. Slate, Miss Fab, C. Sharp. C. Sharp, what you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
Man, keep listening and staying with us, and thanks for being a part of the show. I mean, without the listeners, we wouldn't be here. Without the artists, we wouldn't. So we appreciate it, and see y'all next time.
No doubt. Miss Fabulous?
Absolutely. Today was very, very productive. It was a good source of entertainment. I like to call this segment, if you will, edutainment. You're educated and you're being entertained all in one setting. Definitely to all the ladies, to the gentlemen of HME Radio, to you, D. Slate, for allowing a platform. I mean, you know, we always have fantastic and spectacular guests, but this by far, Tracy Lee, was phenomenal. I mean, I definitely give kudos to his advancement and just being able to give back to the community. And without the unity, there is no community. Last but not least, I'll be in Norfolk, Virginia next week for the Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival. So I forgot to disseminate that information to Tracy Lee because his wife is a filmmaker. So if you're going to be in the Hampton Roads area or adjoining areas such as D.C., definitely stop by the Attics, the historical Attics Theater, and check out the Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival, where my film has been selected, Women Who Wear Blue Jeans, G-E-N-E-S. So thank you. And whenever I am, you know, the D-Hour Show is as well. So
there it is. There it is for you. And make sure you guys keep tuning in. And thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight on the D-Hour Show. And keep it locked, you know, because we got Indie Up Saturday this Saturday. So keep the ears locked. Keep them tuned in. And just keep checking us out all the time. You know, we're going to keep giving you guys great shows to listen to. I mean, like I told you before, internet radio was on the rise. So you guys better get on the ride right now because it's about to blast off. It's your boy, D. Slate. D. Sharp, Miss Fabulous. We got to get on up out of here. We'll see you guys on Saturday. Please enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Everybody be safe. Be careful. Show love. And just enjoy life. It's your boy D-Slay. We out of here. We'll see you guys on Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your night.
We're going to get something to eat.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.